Well, let's pick up with that same question in Nebraska. Fred Knapp is a reporter at NET News in Nebraska. And Fred, I mean, given, as we mentioned, that Donald Trump is the only candidate left in the Republican race, has there been much interest in the primary this year amongst Republican voters?
Well, there was quite a bit of interest up until the Indiana primary when Kasich and Cruz withdrew. Up until that point, it had looked like Nebraska could be a firebreak for people who were interested in stopping Trump. And now the interest has dropped off, I would say.
So I mean, we heard Ashton Mara say that they still could see a high Republican turnout in West Virginia. I'm hearing that maybe not so much in Nebraska.
Maybe not, although five names remain on the ballot in addition to Trump and Cruz and Kasich. There's Ben Carson and Marco Rubio. So this still could be a venue. It's a state where Cruz was expected to do well, and it still could be a venue for an anti-Trump protest vote among Republican primary electors.
Oh, interesting. So I understand also that Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska has actually been one of the biggest critics of Donald Trump. I mean, how has that affected both Sasse in Nebraska and the race overall there?
Well, there's been, as you might expect, a split of opinion between those who applaud him for saying that voters deserve a third alternative to the expected nominees Trump and Clinton, and that's an option that he's promoting, versus those who say, no, it's a time for primary for party unity, and as a first-term senator, he ought to join that effort and get in line.
Mm-hmm. Well, Democrats held their caucuses in March. Bernie Sanders won. They're securing 15 delegates. Hillary Clinton got 10. In the couple seconds we have left, Fred, overall, what are the main issues that Nebraskans care about now going towards the general?
I think in the general, agricultural trade is a big economic issue here. Trump came out on Friday and said Japan charges 38% import tariff on Nebraska beef, so he would retaliate with a 38% import tariff on Japanese cars. We'll see how that plays in the general.
Fred Knapp is a reporter at NET News in Nebraska. Fred, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And by the way, Senator Ted Cruz today said he's leaving the door open to re-enter the race should he win in Nebraska through a protest vote that Fred Knapp just mentioned.